SpaceX's unmanned Starship rocket took flight in South Texas this morning. Here it is lifting off the launch pad from SpaceX's live webcast of the launch. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Liftoff! And then it blew up. The rocket, which is the most powerful ever built, soared above the Gulf of Mexico for a few minutes before exploding in a blaze of glory. And even though it blew up, the test launch was claimed as a victory for SpaceX employees who cheered Go Starship and sprayed champagne inside their headquarters. Gage Davila is with Texas Public Radio. And Gage, this test flight was delayed by a few minutes. Do we know if that had anything to do with why it exploded?
No, we don't know if that had anything to do with it being exploded. And I think SpaceX teams are still trying to figure out what the exact cause was. But it was at some point when the booster was trying to separate from the Starship itself.
Yeah, well, that point, we were watching. And again, this is unmanned. There's no one, you know, in this. So, but we were watching when the commentators were doing play-by-play. And so it was liftoff. And now separation. And now separation. And it just didn't. It exploded. Yet SpaceX says this is still a win. And explain why they might think that.
I think they think it's still a win because this is still a part of their process for developing the Starship. If people will remember back in 2019 when Starship was just, you know, a quarter of its size that it is now, and its test was just to get the thing a few hundred feet in the air. It was all towards the development of its eventual ability to have a few hundred tons of payload and then eventually get people to the moon, as is its contract with NASA is requiring in sometime in the future. So it's all a success to SpaceX as long as it gets even incrementally closer to that goal to eventually put people into that rocket, which is currently unmanned.
Yeah, and we should say SpaceX founder Elon Musk, who also dabbles in Twitter, was tempering expectations before the launch. He said it might take several tries before Starship does actually reach orbit and that goal that you described. And it still is the leader in global spaceflight, right?
That's correct. It's definitely one of the more active in terms of people understanding what's going on in a case-by-case basis compared to other rocket companies of similar aspiration. But this one has definitely a fandom, and people are able to follow it a lot closer because their CEO, SpaceX's CEO, Elon Musk, is so forthcoming with what's going on when he chooses to share that information.
Well, we should say, yes, there are boosters. I don't mean the ones on the rocket, but people supporting this. But they also have some critics. We should mention that the launch site there in Texas sits on a very sensitive habitat for migrating shorebirds. And there are people who have been critical about that. Gage Davila, a reporter with Texas Public Radio, exciting day there. Thank you so much for weighing in.
Thank you so much.